Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin. Well, I've actually been wanting to ask this one for a while. I saw it on our list, and we haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on the what does the term self-care mean to you all? Where does it cross over or change with other concepts of taking care of yourself? What do you think?
This one is so tough for me. I've only recently started to understand it better, because for me, for a long time, I confused self-care with like self-indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be like, oh, I've had a hard day, I'm gonna eat like a bunch of cookies, or like, you know, that kind of thing, or like, oh, God help me, you know, oh, it's been a rough day, so I'm gonna have a glass or two of whiskey, or maybe three, you know, that kind of thing. And it's only recently that I've come to realize that like, self-care is not about what you want, but about what you need, and giving yourself what you need. And it's not that it's not okay to have cookies or like a glass of whiskey or whatever, but for me, I realize like, if getting out of bed and doing something, even if I don't want to, is self-care. You know, like making myself put down the video game controller and go for a walk and feel physical is self-care, even though I don't want to. You know, and so like there's an aspect of self-care for me that I'm trying to practice more, which rather than self-indulgence is more of like focused on, yes, but what do you need? That's, yes, you want to eat a cookie right now. You want to just lay in bed and play video games all day. But what do you need to do to actually feel better?
So I love the question, because it is important. And I really love the distinction and the way you phrase that, Travis. For me, I know there's this sort of, I think, oh gosh, I know there's the hierarchy of needs, but also basic things to remember are hygiene, food, hydrating, sleep. And those are the basic needs that you're talking about. Also, there's an element of, and a lot of people say when you should treat yourself, which also, shout out to Parks and Rec, I love that show so much. Treat yourself, give your body what it needs, listen to what your body wants now, but also listen to what your body is gonna want in future.
Yes.
True, sure. Because definitely if your body says, I need a sugar boost, like you deserve a sugar boost that is gonna make me feel mentally good in the moment, but also think about what future body is gonna say about present body's needs.
Erica, you are hitting on a thing. So like, I for a long time used to joke that past Travis, present Travis, and future Travis did not get along.
Because, right, like, that's future Erica's problem.
Yeah, I would always say, like, past Travis did something that makes present Travis, like, feel bad or feel tired or feel whatever. So he's going to take it out on future Travis. Like, and so there was a lot of, like, I have to wake up in the morning at 5 a.m., but present Travis wants to stay up and hang out with his friends, so that'll be future Travis's deal. And like, it's only like in the last couple years that the three Travises have started working together to be like, hey, what if we actually like team up and don't feel like crap every day?
That's a really... Oh, man, it's true. I am constantly, no, I'm just saying, oh, that's a problem for future Erica. And it's nothing too bad these days. But I suppose that when you're treating yourself, when you are doing self-care for present you, also think about future you.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of them.
I've never extended that to the actual image of like a team of Travis's all agreeing or a team of Erica's all like nodding at each other through the timeline. And now it delights me. Since like there's a Fantastic Four story with like the Reed Richards of many different dimensions all sort of teaming up to try to do something. And now that's what I'm going to think of. The Council of Reeds. Self-care also fascinates me because there are a lot of variations for terms that sort of mean paying attention to your own needs or doing things to take care of yourself. And I, despite the fact that I picked that term to ask about, like, it is an interesting one because it I think we maybe discussed a little bit that like that term specifically has some history in terms of coming out of activist spaces, like specifically women of color activist spaces. And what fascinates me like about watching that evolve is that like in that usage and where it came from, that was sort of like it was an act of resistance against a world that encouraged certain groups of people and especially people in certain intersections to never prioritize themselves, to never put their own needs first, to never do that. And there's an implicit background to that that makes the idea of paying attention to your own needs a radical act. And while like I don't want to necessarily co-opt that, I think like learning from it and being inspired by it is really cool and figuring out like I think that implicit background idea is behind a lot of what makes like if when people hear a slogan or something and they don't respond to it, I think sometimes it's because they don't know or they aren't connecting to the same implicit background. So like in Parks and Rec, when you say treat yourself, which is a wonderful phrase, delightfully issued by fantastic actors and a great show, there is an implicit background of like, this is not a normal day and you don't treat yourself like this normally, or you don't behave towards yourself in this way. And that is the implicit background that makes it so important to occasionally do something that will break your expectations for yourself, that will take you out of what you might have been assuming was normal for you and was always going to be normal for you. So treat yourself was like, it's, you know, it doesn't apply if you live like a princess every day. That's not treating yourself. And I think maybe that's where my answer to like the self-indulgence thing is not to moralize at yourself in a moment of pleasure by saying, okay, but only so often, because that's not fun. That's not relaxing. but I don't know. What do you all think? I find that interesting background, but I might just be overcomplicating everything.
No, I had no idea about it. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm so grateful that this was something that was shared with the world from that space. Yeah, there is also that element of that, of the idea of putting your needs before the needs of others in a healthy manner. Because it is a lot of times we prioritize others and the needs of others and the idea of treating yourself, especially with the basics of things like a good night's sleep or a nice meal, those are important, and I'm glad that it's something that's brought up in those spaces.
And I guess there's also a distinction between sort of self-care as an idea of like, you know, it got brought up a lot in sort of moments of very intense public events that might make people very unhappy, where it's sort of like there's a difference between kind of the like there's a triage to it. There's okay, like self-care,
yes,
triage.
That's true.
There's the like, here's how to focus on just getting through this day because that is what is on our plates today, all the way up to the sort of like the stuff that we talked about last time, the tiny pleasures that can enhance a moment, like that is also an important part of like that's the sort of treat yourself level, even if it's like treat yourself by rolling in laundry. Like there is a whole range of ways to administer, I don't know, taking care of yourself and different kind of levels of necessity that go or that inspire them. But anyway, I think all of them are great.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.